Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Beggs. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Joe Beggs. And now, play ball. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to not covering. Safe. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rolfe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Rolfe moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich takes first base on ball four. Gehrig moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Glenn and he is out, Knickerbocker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rolfe bunts in front of the plate. Heath fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Bell reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Kress moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kress scores. Bell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. West moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rolfe. West scores. McQuinn moves to third. Heath moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Ivy Andrews now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner is walked intentionally. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. Mills takes first base on ball four. McQuinn scores. Heath moves to third. Hefner moves to second. It's 5-0, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henrich takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag takes first base on ball four. Henrich moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henrich moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henrich scores. Hoag scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 5-2, Browns. Bill Dickey pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Glenn moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. George Selkirk pinch runs for Bill Dickey. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rolf takes first base on ball four. Glenn moves to third. Selkirk moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Murphy now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. Kress moves to third. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Henrik hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 2 in the game. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy fires to first and picks off Hefner. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Glenn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolf hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off McQuinn, and towards Hefner, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Crosetti moves to second. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. DiMaggio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Browns, 5, Yankees, 5. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Henrich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Mel Mazzara pinch hits for Jack Knott. Mel Mazzara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzara hits a fly ball into left field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Yankees 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Ed Link now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Glenn is walked intentionally. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Glenn moves to third. It's 6-5, Yankees. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rolfe hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mills is called out on strikes. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoag. Kress reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.